One time things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend, I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely, you get lonely, you get lonely, uh-oh, uh-oh, oh, 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 and I cry, oh, 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 in the well where my eyes are, baby. And then it got so bad, it got so bad. So one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand. You helped me. You helped me. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marpet. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. Hope everyone is having a great and marvelous evening. Be sure to be safe out there. By all means, please do not drink while driving. I want you to arrive safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from Eyes of Haze. You're tuned into the Rainbow Voice Network. We deliver distinct variety with the smooth flow.
Sit down, get comfortable. Yeah. How long have we known each other? About 10 months. Yeah, I think it's yeah. You and John are real tight, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, is that an engagement ring? Oh, congratulations. Oh, he slipped it on your finger last night, huh? He's the luckiest man in the world, you know? someone like you. Oh yeah, what I wanted to talk to you about is, well, there's something that's been bugging me for about 5 months, and I've been carrying it around with me, and it's getting heavier and heavier every day. And you know, it's almost to the boiling point. I have to get it off my chest. Yeah. I'm not trying to be fresh or anything, because I know you're John's girl, but I just have to tell you this. You see, I have a great deal of respect for you. I'm not being, you know, not going to let a feel on you. But dear, you see, I'm going to take you back to my childhood anyway. See, we had quite a big family. We weren't, you know, very rich. Sometimes we lived from day to day. But one thing we did do, we went to church every Sunday. You know, Mama took us to church. And I was in the choir, too. Yeah, I sang a little bit then. Sunday school. She taught us the golden rule, 10 commandments. And she said, son, do unto others as you have them to do unto you. She said, don't steal, don't rob. You know, all the things that good parents try to instill in their children. Well, you know, I did a few little things, like shoot hook. I guess every kid is shoot hooky, you know, once. And she said, stay out of trouble. You know, when I was a teenager, I didn't, you know, break in or burglarize or rob anybody, you know. I tried to work with what I got, you know. Tried to be honest. You know, didn't commit no crimes or nothing. But, you know, I had to wait until I reached manhood to commit a crime, according to the court of love, if there is such a court. But, you know, sometimes you're forced into things like this. See, sometimes Cupid can shoot his arrow so fast you can't get out of the way, you know. And you can fall. And the more you... Some just like being in quicksand, too. The more you wiggle, the deeper you sink. I don't take up too much of your time. You see, I'm not very good with words, and I had to tell you all of that, you know, to really say what I got to say. See, there's a lot of talk going around town. And I'm on the make for John's girl. You know, Ike is on the make for John's girl. But, you know, I don't mean to do anybody wrong, because I don't want nobody to bother anything that belongs to me. But, you see, I've never seen anybody like you. I've never known anybody like you. And there's some things you just can't help. You know, at night I toss and turn. I try to keep it out of my mind. But, you see, I find myself thinking about you. I just can't help it. And right now, I stand accused of loving you too much, and I hope it's not a crime, 'cause if it is, I'm guilty of loving you, oh yeah. If I do, everyone is they're gonna cry. They're gonna say, I can't help myself. I'm a victim of circumstance. And just one touch of your hand. I don't know how it happened, but just look at me. I find myself trembling on the witness stand. And I'm shouting out all over the land. Everybody, I'm guilty. I'm guilty of loving you. I'm guilty of loving you, yeah. I said I'm guilty, but what can I do? I wanna hold you, I wanna squeeze you tight. But what might say, she belongs to another and that ain't right. I didn't ask for falling in love with you. I just couldn't help myself. And now I'm strung out. Don't know what to do, no. I'm guilty of loving you. Oh yeah, I'm guilty of loving you. I'm not ashamed to say I love you. I love you, I love you. I can't help it, I just can't help it. Love you. I'm guilty, baby. Oh, I'm guilty. I can't help but love you. Oh, yes, I do. Stand with you, loving you. Baby, please, can't you understand this situation that I'm in? There's the one side of love, man. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now. And it's a little different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to when we met. The way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and sensitivity. Remember when I used to. You know, it's funny how a man can change so quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy then. Remember when you used to... both sang a little too much today.
No.
After all, OT, you're kind of with somebody. I'm kind of living with somebody. But please do me a favor just before you go. Just put your arms around me and hold me like you used to. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Grooves with Kel. It is 39 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kind of thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthday today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you celebrate an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, I want to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. And the next song you will hear will be coming from Al Green. Tuning into the Rainbow Verse Network, we deliver distinct variety, smooth flow.
don't look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on, and this world keeps on turning. Let's just be glad we had this time to spend together. There is no need to watch the bridges that will burn. Lay your head,
lay your head
on my pillow, sweet baby. Hold your warm into my mind. The whisper of the raindrops grows softly against my window. Hey, all in
night.
Make believe you love me one more time. Of a good time, I'll get along. I'm sure you'll find another. Baby, please remember, I'll be here. I'm gonna stay right here. If you should ever find what you need me, yeah, don't say a word about tomorrow or forever and ever and ever and ever. There'll be time enough for severance when you leave.
Hey, 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 hey.
For the good time.
Oh, yeah.
For the good time.
Believe
one more time.
good time. For the good time.
Here's what you ought to do.
Make your day.
Some people can love one another for life. trying now to end it all.
said I'm sorry, babe, for your time. Hold on, I'm gonna hold on, and together, babe, there is nothing we can do. Hold on, oh, said I'm sorry.
You're tuning to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is at the top of the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for us to have our comedy break. Our featured comedian today is Andy Hushaw.
Sometimes, you know, as a black comic, you come out and just see a sea of white faces staring at you. It feels like an auction. But there's love in the room. I can feel it. Brilliant. It's lovely being up in Edinburgh. We've been here for, what, 3.5 weeks now. It's amazing. I love the flyers, though. They're fantastic. You can see them getting properly jaded by the whole thing. This genuinely happened, like, down Drummond Street. There's a guy who all he's saying now is just the name of the show. But I shit you not, the name of the show is Let's Have Sex. So he's walking up and down Drummond Street going, let's have sex, let's have sex. With no flyer in his hand, let's have sex. He did have a flyer. I felt bad for him. I took a flyer. I felt bad for him. And I can actually recommend having sex with him. He was amazing. My mum rang me up as well. She's checking in with me, make sure I'm all right. But you know when your mum doesn't really know what you do? She said, how's the busking going, dear? They're gigs, mum, they're gigs. The only thing we don't agree on, really. Apart from that, and when I was a kid, pocket money. Controversial. Give me a cheer if you've got pocket money. Yeah. But, like, the thing is, black parents never give their kids money. They don't understand why a child wants money. I asked my mum for pocket money. She said, what do you need money for, eh? Are you going to buy stocks and shares? Are you rich or Branston? She didn't understand why I wanted pocket money. So in the end, I negotiated with her, right? I'll do housework in exchange for pocket money. And you know what she said? She said, ah, so that means that you are now my employee. That's not what I had in mind. But I thought, as a clever kid, right, what I thought I'd do is I'll break the Hoover. Then she won't ask me to do this stupid shit again, right? So I was there, properly ramming the Hoover into the wall, trying to break the Hoover, trying to make it look like an accident. And she went, okay, stop. Hammer time. She's early 80s. She went, okay, stop. Collaborate and listen. Of course she didn't. That's a ridiculous idea. But I do have 47 more of these. Him. Now she did. She went, okay, stop, all right? You see how you are using that thing there? I was like, yeah. She said, okay, so I'm going to use your head in the same way. She didn't. She did. But to be fair, me and my brothers were properly lazy kids, you know what I mean? Like, when we did do the housework, we thought we were slaves. You know what I mean? We were singing Negro spirituals and everything. We were like, I've been working. Now, pick your own cotton. Very lazy. There's a lot of strong discipline as well in a Nigerian household. The best example I saw, right, it was very recently, it was on a bus, right? And there's a woman with her little daughter, and the daughter was messing around, yeah, and she wanted her to stop. But this is what she said. She said to the little girl, who's about 4 or 5 years old, she said, okay, do you want me to go to jail? And the little girl, to her credit, she went, yes. So the woman, this is what she said. She said, okay, so when we get home, I'm going to kill you. Then you will not have to see me again. All the white people on the bus kind of look like you look like, that's some funny shit, but I'm going to report it. All the Nigerians on the bus are like this. Very good, that's it. That's why this country is going down to Thailand. You see? Even like, I've got this uncle, like a real one, not one who touches you up. And he was trying to explain to me, right, how he's lenient with his son. But this is what he said. He said, yes, I'm firm with the young man. Of course I'm firm with him, but not like Mugabe. That's wrong. That is wrong. That's like saying about your mate, yes, I love to go swimming with my friend. Of course, I love to go swimming with my friend, but not like Michael Barrymore. And then this has been going so much fun. You've been amazing. Enjoy the rest of the show. Yeah.
Dying, 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 dying baby. Without you, I don't know what to do with myself, what to do with my time.
Hello?
Oh, Lord.
Did I disturb you?
What am I gonna do without you?
I don't mean to take up too much of your time, but just thought I'd get your ring and see how you was doing. How's everything? A friend of mine told me he saw you the other day.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Said you were still looking good. Made me feel kind of good, you know. Told me that you did ask about me. For now, but you know how a man's pride is sometimes kind of won't let him do what he wants to do. Guess what?
It ain't no future, babe.
I know this is gonna knock you
so
in, but
I
even went out and got a gig. Oh, forgot you're not hip to the hip talk. Plain JLB, baby. Working 8 hours a day. All the overtime I can get. I don't know, I guess it might be too late, but lucky I haven't been. Well, you know, Ben, they got that lottery. I hit it. I like to kind of make up for a lot of things that just seem not to go right. Don't want you to think I'm trying to buy back your love or your friendship. But now I feel I got a chance to kind of make things up to you a little bit.
I miss you, baby. Listen, baby.
Enough about you and me.
Listen, baby.
How's my little son?
But I got to tell you this.
You ever asked about me?
I know you found somebody
bit.
New. And I just don't know what to do.
Does he still like to go down by the
miss
supermarket?
You, give you the world.
If I could just, if I could just see you, can't really say what you mean or what you want over the phone. Swear. You done heard it 10 times or more, but swear I done changed. Swear I done changed.
Let's start the party.
Nossa, assim você me mata. Ai, eu te pego. Ai, ai, eu te pego. Ai. Many miles away. Ooh.
one time, and I've been down two times, but now I'm drowning in the sea of love. Let me tell you all about it. I've been out here so very long, I've lost all of my direction. Baby, when you came my way,
and welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. I am Kale Marvin reporting. Our first news is coming from Virginia. A court refuses to delay a Virginia marriage equality ruling. Marriages could begin next week. The federal appeals court that struck down Virginia's ban on same-sex marriage has refused to place a stay on that ruling. This means that unless the Supreme Court intervenes, same-sex marriages could begin in Virginia as early as next week. Legal observers widely expect the Supreme Court to block enforcement of the decision to end the Virginia ban on same-sex marriage, as it did in Utah after courts declared that state's marriage restriction unconstitutional. Chief Justice John G. Roberts, Jr., who oversees the Fourth Circuit, can render a decision alone or refer requests for action to the full court. Many legal experts expect the Supreme Court to take up the issue of same-sex marriage in its next term, which begins in October. If the Supreme Court does not issue a temporary stay, the Fourth Circuit's ruling could upend bans on same-sex marriage in three other states in its jurisdiction, North Carolina, South Carolina, and West Virginia. The circuit's fifth state, Maryland, has recognized same-sex marriages for more than a year. In other news, we have news of a doctor diagnosing gay man with, quote, homosexual behavior, end quote, as a, quote, chronic condition, end quote. An openly gay man from Los Angeles is suing his doctor and healthcare network after the doctor listed homosexuality as a, quote, chronic condition, end quote, on his medical records. Matthew Moore discovered homosexuality listed as a chronic condition in his medical records last April after a routine physical. He confronted his doctor about it, and she told him doctors went, quote, back and forth, end quote, over whether to consider homosexuality a, quote, condition, end quote, even though it has been out of the DSM since 1973. He reported it to his health network and promptly received an apology from the group, which also released a media statement explaining the error. But more than a year later, he found that, quote, homosexual behavior, end quote, is still listed under, quote, chronic problems, end quote. His lawsuit alleges intentional infliction of emotional distress and libel, while the health network once again claims it was a result of human error. In other news, we have news that is coming from organizations. Nation's LGBT leaders stand in solidarity with Michael Brown. More than 20 LGBT organizations have signed onto a joint statement in support of Michael Brown's family and community. The statement asserts that Brown's tragic killing and the current catastrophe in Ferguson transcend LGBT rights. Rather, it notes that all our battles for civil rights and social justice are connected, and that leaders of all equality movements must support one another. The lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community cannot be silent at this moment because LGBT people come from all races, creeds, faiths, and backgrounds, and because all movements of equality are deeply connected. We are all part of the fabric of this nation, and the promise of liberty and justice for all is yet to be fulfilled. We have other news in reference to introducing the first openly gay NCAA football player, Edward Chip Safarin, a senior offensive lineman at Arizona State University, came out as gay in a feature story in Complete magazine this week. He came out to his team, the Sun Devils, last spring, but the article marks his public announcement. This makes him the first openly gay football player to belong to a major Division college team. Here's a statement from Sun Devils Vice President of Athletics, Ray Anderson. The entire athletic department is extremely proud of Chip and is unequivocally supportive of him. His undergraduate degree in biomedical engineering, his pursuit of a master's in the same field, his research involving football-related concussions, and his heavy involvement in the community with both youth sports in Arizona, and the Tillman Scholars embodies all the characteristics that sets our student athletes apart and allows our university to maintain an environment of inclusiveness and progression. And from head coach Todd Graham, we are a brotherhood that is not defined by cultural personal differences, but rather an individual's commitment to the Sun Devil way. Chip is a fifth-year senior and a scholar bowler, a graduate, and a master's student. His commitment to service is unmatched, and it is clear he is on his way to leading a successful life after his playing career, a goal that I have for every student athlete. Diversity and acceptance are two of the pillars of our program, and he has full support from his teammates and the coaching staff. This concludes our news segment. We'd like to thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News.
I feel the same. Everything's out in the open.
Thank you. don't wanna be right. If being right means being without you, I'd rather live a wrongdoing life. Your mom and daddy say it's a shame, it's a downright disgrace. But long as I got you by my side, I don't care what your people say. Your friends tell you it's no future in loving a married man. If I can't see you when I want, I'll see you when I can. If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. Am I wrong to fall so deeply in love with you, knowing I got a wife? The gentleness of your touch, knowing I got someone else at home who needs me just as much. And are you wrong to give your love to a married man? And am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had?
Yeah, dude. Young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting
depth and just are fading for things that you'll never, 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 never possess. Yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief